This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Was it important to the president that masks come off during before the State of the Union?
Whoosh.
For him, it had nothing to do with the timing around the State of the Union. He wanted to give the CDC the time to assess and make recommendations that would be clear to the American public.
Oh, really? Well, how convenient.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, when COVID is beating you to death, literally, and you have an international, you know, incident like we're having, and it runs costs up, it can make everybody, you know, pretty angry and put you in a bad mood.
George is getting upset!
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
And this president need to get this act together and exercise some leadership. What's happening under his watch is atrocity. What he's doing to this country and to the world is unforgivable.
It is not a war. It's a genocide.
Because as we all know, elections matter.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Maybe Brandon can explain tonight at the State of the Union why it's more advantageous to the planet's survival to have Russia and the Gulf states and all the other members of OPEC, Nigeria, Venezuela, etc., drilling the oil and sending it to us than to have us drilling the same oil out of our own ground and taking the oil from Canada and taking it through the Keystone Pipeline down here. How is it better to be shipping the oil across the sea rather than pumping it out of North America? Can he explain that to me? How is it better for the plant? How is it better for polar bears? And snail darters and Plymouth red-bellied turtles and all the other endangered critters in the world. I'm just asking. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Is everybody all excited about the putting lipstick on a pig speech tonight?
I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but yeah, that's what it is. Putting the shine on a sneaker. Polishing up a word that starts with T and ends with D, four-letter word. Same thing.
The Chinese Communist Party's response to the State of the Union address will be given by Dr. Fauci.
Somebody said, well, at least Rashida Tlaib is easy on the eyes. I think you're getting her confused with maybe another member of the squad. That would be my guess. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Clyde Mays Bourbon. I'm holding up a bottle right now here for the Rumble Cam. Made in the USA since 1946, Clyde Mays was a World War II hero and recipient of the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Clyde Mays never rushes the process, which makes the taste stand apart from all the rest. This is your go-to bourbon from now on. Clyde Mays, find it at a store near you.
Tonight, Brandon can sum up the State of the Union with one word. Sorry.
By the way, is Elizabeth Warren going to have a statement on the conviction of Hunter Biden's partner, Devin Archer, his buddy, stealing $60 million from her fellow Native Americans out in the Dakotas, the Sioux City Sioux?
We have nothing to fear but Joe himself.
Yeah, that's a variation. FDR said we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And the Democrats the last few years, they have nothing to sell but fear itself. And now Now we're all, as the caller says, very fearful of Joe himself.
I'd be willing to bet that Brandon gets so confused tonight that he ends up giving the rebuttal to his own speech.
I really hope they put in a lot of numbers. I'd like to hear about those trillionaires that aren't paying their fair share of the taxes again. He hasn't mentioned trillionaires in a couple of months, has he, Taylor?
It's been a few months.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll come back, though, those trillionaires. First it was Daddy Warbucks back in the 30s and 40s. Now it's going to be trillionaires.
Inflation hits the trillionaires the hardest. They are demoted to billionaires.
Exactly.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, so I hear you're on Putin's payroll? Well, for your sake, Comrade Carr, I hope your Kremlin kickback is bigger than your minuscule movie residual check. You Russian rump swab. We're going to be fine.
I don't get all that much from my residuals from my stellar Hollywood career, but I get more than you get in your royalty checks from those wonderful books you wrote, Governor Patrick.
The UN says we must make a vow to act on global warming here and now. But in fact, it's all an act. Their real concern is firing up the climate cash cow.
Exactly. I got to play a couple of those cuts from the latest Sky is Falling Apocalypse Now UN reports. It's a sober assessment. It's a grim warning, a bleak forecast.
There's no need to wear handmaiden's tale outfits to this year's State of the Union. We'll know who you are by the masks.
That's my early nominee for Chump Line message of the day. Exactly. Exactly. By their masks, ye shall know them.
Hey, Howie. I know things seem pretty bad right now, but before Biden's done, they're going to get way worse.
It's nice to hear from Gloomy Gus, but you know what? I can't dispute anything he says.
Howie, Joe Biden going, come on, man. Tonight I'm looking forward to tuning into the Donna Reed Show on the Dumont Network. Huh? I'm doing State of the Union? Is that the show where I sit at the table with Bob Schieffer? Or the one where I sit next to Tip O'Neill for 2 hours and clap? Man, he always smells like Ted Kennedy or Hunter. Not a joke.
You know, a texter said that Joe Biden thinks that NATO is the Green Hornet's sidekick on the radio. Get it? Cato, NATO.
During tonight's State of the Union address, Nancy Pelosi will tear up the results of Joe Biden's brain scan.
As if there were a Joe Biden brain scan. Want me to show you a Joe Biden brain scan? I'm holding it up right now for the... It's like doing the white balance in the old TV days. It's a blank piece of paper. Got it?
Hello, Howie. This is Vladimir Putin. Tonight, me and your half-functioning brain-dead president, Joe Biden, will have one thing in common. We will both bomb. No joke, Skid.
Keep going.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line, we have a second Chump Line with the messages we didn't play just now. It's called Chopped Chumps, and it's posted every evening around 7 o'clock, weekday evening, on Eastern Standard Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Clyde Mays Bourbon, made in the U.S. since 1946. Clyde Mays was a World War II hero and a recipient of the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Clyde Mays never rushed the process, and neither do his successors, and that makes the taste stand apart from all the rest. Clyde Mays Bourbon. Find it at a store near you.
I'd be willing to bet that Brandon gets so confused tonight that he ends up giving the rebuttal to his own speech.
Again, why just say you only get the only rebuttals are from the progressives, the Black Caucus, and the Republicans? Why can't everybody else give a rebuttal? If it's for, you know, FCC regulations, the fairness doctrine, let's bring it back for rebuttals of the State of the Union. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
I wish Brandon, as he was doing his State of the Union, could see my text line as it fills up when we do Thanks, Brandon. And people are still texting in their Thanks, Brandon moments. Here's one, 207, Maine. My oil tank is a little over a quarter tank full. Ordered a delivery today. $1,042.24. Never paid more than $500 when we had a real president. Thanks, Brandon.
I'll do my best to get the text line on his teleprompter tonight.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. They are pet-friendly, and each room has two queen-size beds. It's a perfect place to go any time of the year to see great views and a great place to relax. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you planning on watching even a small portion of Brandon's State of the Union tonight?
No.
22% say yes, they are.
All right. By the way, I'm looking at Grace's State of the Union bingo card. Every time he says something, you fill in a slot on the card. And I looked at Powerline blog has got their own bingo card. You can check out Grace's bingo card if you follow us on Twitter at Howie Carr Show. But you know, one thing I saw that neither Grace nor Powerline blog have on there, Taylor, that I'm going to bet anything that he's going to say tonight. Let me be clear.
That's a given. Any president does that, really.
Did Trump say it? Trump didn't say it as a sort of a verbal tick like these Democrats do. All the Democrats do it as a verbal tick. Like they think they're really being tough. Like saying frankly. Frankly? Well, what are you normally? Are you not being frank with me? You're lying to me? I think he'll say let me be clear. I think that's you know who says it even more often than he does is Kamala Harris. That just goes to show what a hackneyed phrase it is, because she doesn't say anything that isn't really
We need
really
to play her
prosaic.
On the radio today. We haven't played that cut yet.
Yeah, we got to play that cut. Well, we're going to take some calls here, but you're right. We have to play this cut. This is Kamala Harris giving her geopolitical take, and it's going to bring back memories of, Henry Kissinger, Metternich, Otto von Bismarck. Anybody you like to think about geopolitics. Cut 14.
Break it down in layman's terms for people who don't understand what's going on and how can this directly affect the people of the United States.
So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically that's wrong.
Move over, Machiavelli.
My son has about a 15-word vocabulary. he could explain it better than she did.
617, another thing for Brandon to read tonight off the teleprompter. My gas bill under Trump was around $200 to $250. Guess how much under Brandon? $819 last month. I have a small house. 413, you and your team should do a Mystery Science Theater style roast of the speech tonight. Isn't everybody in America who's watching it going to be doing a Mystery Science Theater style roast of the speech? I think everybody is. 844-500-4242. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
So you mentioned Devin Archer.
Yes.
So when he went to court back in 2018, him and the other two dudes, Devin Cooney and some other guy, they were all found guilty. But an Obama-appointed judge, whose husband was on the Mueller investigation team.
Yeah.
She overruled the jury and declared him innocent. That's why they had to take him back. The feds got so upset they retried him and just gave him a year.
Yeah, I don't blame the feds. You know, you spend a lot of time and the guy's guilty as hell, and they throw it out. It's like this whole thing with Sarah Palin. You know, I mean, she was always going to have a tough time winning that case because of that ridiculous Times versus Sullivan decision by the Supreme Court back in the 60s that you have to prove malice aforethought. But I mean, how does the judge get off declaring basically a mistrial while the jury is still out? And the jury is, it's not like the jury is, you know, don't buy the paper on your way home on the subway tonight. They're getting the bulletin on their smartphones. At least three of the jurors got the bulletin that the judge had thrown out the case. I mean, I don't blame her for looking for a new trial. By the way, the appeals court today said that Shelley Joseph, the corrupt district court judge, a member of the Democrat State Committee in Massachusetts, who was indicted for letting an illegal alien out the back door of the Newton District Court, she still has to stand trial. I'm glad to see that. I didn't think she would ever go to trial, but now it appears that she is going to go to trial. That's the good news. The bad news is she still continues to get paid. She hasn't worked in 4 years now since she was suspended, but she still gets paid as a judge. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. You know, she violated her oath as a judge. She was indicted. She told the court officer to let the illegal alien out the back door. There was an ICE officer. The guy was a career criminal. I think he was a Dominican drug dealer and a unlicensed driver. And she let him out the back door because she's a member of the Democrat State Committee. She's a beautiful person. She's from Brookline originally, and she now lives in South Natick. So, I mean, it's just outrageous. But at least she's going to trial. I'm sure if she ever is convicted, Brandon will pardon her immediately, and she'll probably be in the gallery next year for the State of the Union. Maybe she's going to be there tonight, for all I know. 844-500-4242. Shelley Joseph. If you don't know who she is, look her up. Google her. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 508 says, was our vice president on a children's show? She was the only child on the show, I think. That was, remember Dan Quayle when he was George H.W. Bush's vice president and he couldn't spell potato and he said, I like Latin America. I studied Latin in Arizona. I mean, he was a Rhodes Scholar compared to Kamala Harris. I mean, any human, sentient human being, semi-sentient human being is a Rhodes Scholar compared to her. How did she ever pass the bar exam? It's pretty amazing. 844-500-4242. You want to talk about, but I mean, The person they say is in the wings now. If they want somebody under the age of 75 to run for president, and it's not Kamala, is Pete Buttigieg. But I mean, he's as clueless as the next guy. I mean, he's just his only credential is he's gay. So he checks a different box. But I mean, you want to talk about clueless? A guy who doesn't understand. He's a guy from South Bend, Indiana. You would think he would understand, at least theoretically, the way normal Americans live. But listen to this quote. This is on CBS last night. Cut 22.
Would allow more Americans to capture the fuel savings that you get. We don't know from year to year what will happen in the ups and downs of the global oil markets, but we do know that you are better off financially and less subject to maintenance and repair issues if you own one of these vehicles. We want them to be American-made electric vehicles, creating American jobs on American soil. And that's going to continue to be a policy priority for this department and administration.
You know, EVs cost about twice as much as a regular car. So obviously, if you own an EV, you're probably a little better off than if you own just a regular automobile, right? But does he have any clue of that? And, you know, he's talking about, you know, we're going to rely on electric cars. How do you power an electric car? Yeah, I know AOC thinks that the energy comes from the wall, comes from the plug. But, you know, that's not the way it works. Maybe Pete thinks. Does Pete think that too? Let's play another cut from Pete Buttigieg. Cut 21.
Open up more U.S. land to drilling. What's the administration's response to that idea?
Well, look, the president has laid out and taken a number of steps, including addressing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, including diplomatic efforts to increase global oil production and other ideas that have been raised that are on the table because everything deserves to be considered. But let's also be clear that we are in the middle of a long-term transformation that is already fast underway, especially when it comes to vehicles. Making electric vehicles more affordable for Americans, something that the president has proposed and is hoping Congress will pass.
As long as they're made in union factories. In other words, no Teslas need apply. Just want to get some of those UAW, a shadow of its former self, like so many other American institutions of yesteryear. But Taylor, did you hear the phrase he used? Let us be clear. Let us be clear.
Perennial favorite.
And he also said, we're going to increase global oil production. What would you rather increase global oil production or domestic global production? Personally, I would rather increase domestic oil production because I think the supply would be more secure if we're doing it within our own borders and maybe taking in some from Canada, our neighbor to the north. But Dementia Joe wants to give the assignment to Vladimir Putin. And, you know, let's play Vladimir Putin $60, $70 million a day to get oil from him. 844-500-4242. Did you see PolitiFact did a fact check on Maria Bartiromo? Because she said that we were twice as reliant on Russian oil than we were a year ago after Joe Biden shut down so much of the domestic oil and gas industry. And PolitiFact said that was mostly false. But they also said that we've doubled our dependence on Russian oil. How could it be mostly false if what she said is true? They just didn't like what she said. That's what we're fact checking inconvenient facts. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Howie. Hey, Howie, I'd like Brandon to tell me how many good green sector energy jobs they've created, or I'll even let it suffice to tell me how many are in the pipeline that John Kerry has
created. In the pipeline. Yeah. He's very concerned about these emissions. They had the problem with the word insurrection last year, and you know what they were describing it as. And, you know, when John Kerry starts talking about emissions. There's one kind of emissions that everybody above a certain age is thinking of, and you know, it's just not it's not something he should be mentioning. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call there, Mike. 844-500-4242. 413. Government subsidizing EV cars does not make them cheaper to buy. But what they want to do is it's more green kickbacks. Only in this case, it's green kickbacks to the unions. You know, everything is a kickback to some Democrat special interest group. And one for the teachers union, the auto workers unions, the diversity consultants, every group has some kind of handout with the Democrats. 844-500-4242-978. What's going to happen when everyone plugs in their cars after work? Well, that's the recurring question, isn't it, 978? In California, they go into blackouts when it's hot and everyone turns on their AC. 508, how do you move groceries in an electric vehicle? 508, why doesn't a reporter ask Buttigieg what he thinks is affordable? I know. Well, didn't he just get a big book contract about what it's like to be gay and to have some babies that you've hired a surrogate to carry and how it's wonderful to have a paternity leave and when the country's in some kind of supply chain crisis and theoretically you're supposed to be dealing with it, but you're just bottle feeding the babies, the twins or whatever they are. 978. Here's another one for Brandon's teleprompter. My electric bill was over $1,000 last month. How much more would it be plugging in a car every night? Give me gasoline. I agree. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yes, good evening, Howie. I've listened to you several times. I'm not a big fan of yours. I'm obviously come from the other side of the street. But you're just saying that electric cars are twice as much as regular cars. That's not entirely true. There are some inexpensive electric cars out there, the Bolt and the Leaf.
It's not entirely true. But so, what about? I want to drive in luxury, Peter.
Well, then, so you drive in luxury in a regular car. That's going to be expensive, also. You know, my point, Lowy, is that you make all these comments and you have no counter proposals. I know everybody's not perfect. We say people are.
I'll give you a three. Let me give you a three-word counter proposal. Drill, baby, drill.
All right, that's wonderful.
Well, it worked for Donald Trump, didn't it? We were energy independent 13 months ago.
And we could be energy independent again
if Brandon wasn't president. We could be energy independent again if we had sane people in control running the country. We would be energy independent again. Wouldn't that be better than the situation we find ourselves in, having to beg Vladimir Putin and OPEC to bail us out of this mess that Brandon has gotten us into?
OPEC is one area and Putin is totally different.
No, Putin is a petrostate.
To blame Biden on the spike in energy costs is totally, I mean, that to me is so naive. It's like blaming a president for the economy or giving him praise when the economy really does well.
Were we energy independent? Peter, were we energy independent under Donald Trump?
I don't know all the figures of that. I have no idea what that means.
Yes, we were. I mean, we were importing some oil, but we were exporting more energy than we were importing. So we were energy independent. Are we energy independent today, Peter?
I don't know.
No, we're not. You know the answer to that question. That's not even on the one hand this and on the other hand that. We're not energy independent. And, you know, it may not be 100% his problem, but it's mostly Brandon's problem, isn't it?
Well, you know, referring to him as Brandon is disrespectful of the office, and that's typical.
Really? Were the Democrats respectful of Donald Trump when he was president?
Well, the guy was a flaming idiot. Yeah. No Republican.
Wait a second. And Brandon is not a flaming idiot? I don't even think Brandon rises to the level of flaming idiot. What has Brandon done that's good, Peter?
Prescription drugs.
Well, he won the presidency, first of all. You probably don't believe he did.
What has he done since he became president?
He's brought the country together. He won the presidency. You know, give him the chance.
Wait a second. He has a lower approval rating than Trump did at this point. How is that bringing the country together?
I have little faith in polls. Same was true with Bush too.
What has he done? Give me something positive that he's done. I mean, I don't want generalities. He's brought the country together, which is basically, it's a falsehood to begin with. Tell me something. How has he improved anybody's life in the country?
And you expect the president to be able to do that the minute he steps in?
I expect him not to break stuff that isn't broken. How about the southern border? How's the southern border working out, Peter?
You know something? Immigration has been a problem for over 50 years.
Well, it's a much bigger problem than it was 13 months ago, isn't it? How about the empty store shelves, Peter? How do you like those empty store shelves?
Yeah, that's definitely Biden's fault. Absolutely. Oh yeah, the COVID and the breakdown of.
Wait a second. Peter. I want to ask you this. He said during the campaign, he said there were 220,000 Americans dead, and that anyone who presided over the deaths of 220,000 Americans in the panic should be thrown out of the White House. Now there's a million Americans dead. So should he be thrown out, Peter?
No, you know the way your rationale.
Wait, I'm going by his own words. By his standard, 220,000 dead means you're fired as president. Now he's got 700,000 dead. And he says, hey, great, he's going to claim victory tonight.
Well, I have no idea what he's going to say tonight.
Oh, goodbye. I'm tired. I'm tired, Peter. Thanks for calling. 844-500-4242. I give him enough time, didn't I? Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. Oh, we'll take a break. I'm sorry. I went a little long on that segment. But we'll be right back. We'll take your calls when we return. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now reached over $30 trillion. You listening, Peter? Whatever Washington Democrats do in 2022 may mean yet more inflation. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. You need to hedge your bets. You need to diversify. You can't have all your retirement eggs in the stock market basket. Now is the time to call Goldco and find out about precious metals. The historic defense against disastrous economic policies like the ones Brandon is promoting. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Yeah, yeah, as they would say in the House of Commons, right? I mean, I gave that guy a lot of chances to defend himself. I mean, he was at least polite. He didn't start screaming like some of them do. But, you know, I mean, they're running on empty. As Jackson Brown once sang. 617 says, I'm a selectman in Holden. I am contacted by residents like the last caller, Peter, all day long. Oh, man, that's why I would never want to be a selectman. Or I didn't even care much for being a town meeting member, and nobody ever called me. 413, I don't know how these moonbats can call Trump a flaming idiot with all the good he did for the country. They are so closed-minded that it's appalling. I mean, you know, the thing is, nobody wants to be told they're wrong and that they made a bad decision. That's the hardest thing to I think, for human nature, anybody to accept that they made a terrible mistake. They don't want to admit it. And however many people voted for Joe Biden, I don't know how many voted for him. They all made a terrible mistake. And as the column yesterday said, I think it was in the Federalist, they all owe us an apology. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. Thanks. You know, in October of 20, the gas was $2 a gallon. President Trump single-handedly saved the car manufacturers by putting out cheap gasoline, being energy independent, and the thing that saved the car companies was the trucks.
Yeah.
Their truck division carried
right.
them through because...
And they made a lot more money off the trucks, too.
Right, and, you know, people were putting in $2 gas. Now what's going to happen with the car companies? You know, the truck division pretty much saved their rear end.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And but now it's prohibitively expensive to fill up a truck with gasoline. It's prohibitively expensive to fill up any car now, or any vehicle. Thanks for the call, Joe. Larry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, hi, Howie. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can. Quickly.
I've listened to you for years. It's so upsetting what's going on, how Biden is dismantling this country and doing so much damage to it in such a short period of time. These people that voted for him, you just mentioned about making a mistake, they should forget about their foolish pride and look at reality and do some soul searching, because this is really bad what he's doing to the country. I just had to pay a lot of money to have my oil tank filled up. It's really difficult, especially the elderly. I know.
If you're on a fixed income, this is really crushing you. And this guy claims to be lunch bucket Joe and middle class Joe. He could give a bleep less about the people who work with a living.